Morning. Today is the 11th day of Nisan, and that connects to the month of the Li, the month of Shvat. We will start with the L'shem Yichud, followed by the incense. The incense ketoret offering, and then we will go into the handout. Does anybody have any questions before we start? L'shem Yichud, good shabrichu, ishkinte, didkilu, erkimu, utkilu, utkilu, erkimu. Leachta l'shem yud hei bavav hei, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, v'ayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kolonei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kolonei. The incense, the ketoret. Ata hu Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehiktiru Avoteinu Lefanecha Et Ketoret Asamin Bin Bizman Shebet Amikdash Kayam Kasher Tzivita Otam Al Yedei Moshe Nevi'echa Kakatu B'Toratecha Vayomer Adonai Yohe Wahei Yoahe da wadu heyo El Moshe Tachlecha Samim Natach Ushelet Behel Bena Samim Ulbona Zaka Bad Bad Hihie Weasita Ota Ketoret Rokach ma'ase rokeach mimulach tahor kodesh v'shachta mimena hadech v'natata mimena lifnei haedut v'ohel moed asher Yivayed lecha shama kodesh kadashim tihye lachem v'ne'emar v'hikir alav aharon ketoret samim baboker baboker v'heitivo ed hanerot yaktirena Uva alod acharon ed hanerot ein arbaim yaktirena ketoret kami lifnei Adonai yohe wahe yohahe dawanu heyo ketorotechem. Now for the explanations and details from the Talmud. Tanu Rabbanan Tetu Maketoret Teitzad Shelosh Meot Ushishim Ushishim 300 ו-60 ו-5 כמניין ימות החמה, מענה לכל יום, פרס בשחרית, ופרס בין הארבעים, ושלושה מנים יתרים, שמהם מכניס כהן גדול. מלוא הכנה ביום הכיפורים, ומחצירם למקדשת בערב יום הכיפורים. ושוחקן יפה יפה כדי שדה דקה מן הדקה, ויחד עשר סמנים היו בה, ואלו הן וואן הצרי, טובה ציפורן, פרי והלבנה, פור והלבנה, משקל שבעים שבעים מנה, פייב מור, סיקס ופציעה. 7 Vishibolet Nerd 8 Bikarkom Mishkal Shisa Sar Mane 9 Koshtai Masar 10 Kilifo Wakilufa Shilosha 11 Kiki Namon Tisha Parit Karshina Tisha Kabin Yain Kafrisin Sein Tilata Bekabin Tilata Vim En Lo Yain Kafrisin Mevi Yo Kamati Varyan Atik Melachsedomit Rova Hakav Ma'aleh Ashan Kol Shehu Rabbi Natan Habavli Omer Afkipad Hayarden Kol Shehu Im Natan Adivash Pisalav Im Kisar Achad mikol simanecha eyav mita. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer hatzari eino ela seraf anotev meatze achtav peorit. Parshina lamahi va'akede leyapot ba'et ha'tziporen k'dei shedhei na'ayayin kafrisin lamahu va k'dei lishrot bo'et ha'tziporen K'dei shed he'aza wachalome raglaim yafin la Ela she'en maknisin mei raglaim Bamikdash mifnei hakavot Tanya rabbi natan omer k'shehu Shohek Omer Hadek Hetev Hetev Hadek Mifnei Shehakol Yafel Labesavim Pid Malach Atzayin Kesheralish Lish Lish Willir Biyah lo shamanu amar Rabbi Yehuda zehaklau im b'midata b'shera lachatzain u'im chisar achat mikol samanecha hayav mita tanya bar kapara omer achat l'shishim o l'shivim shana hayta va'ashel shirayim Lehachtayin v'otane bar kapara ilu yachaya noten bakorto shel devash en adam yakol amot mifne recha v'lama en ma'arvin Badevash mifne shehatora amra ki kol seor v'kol devash lo haktiru mimenu ishel adonai yohe wahe yohe dawanu heyo. From this point forward, it's recommended to say this three times. I'm only going to do it once. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo Tzevaot Imanu Mishkav Lanu Elohe Yaakov Sela Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzevaot Ashrei Adam boteach bach. Adonai yohe wahe yohe dawanu heyo. Hoshia hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Ata seter li mitzar titzreini. Rane valet to sovaveni sela. We are vala donai yo he wahe yo wahe dawanu he yo. Minchat Yehuda ve Yerushalayim kime olam ushanim. Kadmoniot. Let's transition to the handout for today. Rosh Chodesh Shavat for the year 5781 is on the evening of January 13th. In the year 2021 until the day of January 14th of 2021. Excuse me. The actions you do on the 11th day of Nisan, which is today, will impact either positively or negatively the month of Shavat in the year 5781. The first thing we looked at is the permutation of the name of Hashem and the name Echieh. And for the month of Shavat, that permutation is Hey Yud Vav He, Hey Aleph Yud He. Hey Yo Wah Hey, Hey Ah Yo Hey, Hey Yo Wah Hey, Hey Ah Yo Hey, Hey Yo Wah. saying the Anabakoa, we will stop at the first verse and connect to the names of the Creator and also the letter Bet that created the planet Saturn, Shabtai, and the letter Tzadi that creates the constellation Deli, the Aquarius. Together, Tzadi and Bet have a gematria of 92. 92 is 91 plus the Kolel. 91 we know is the unity of the spiritual with the physical, and the Kolel reinforces that unity. Anabekoa Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yotav Tzati. Please rise and dance and sing with me joyfully. Always good to be joyful. Hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey. The Bets created the planet Shabtai. The Tzadi created the constellation Deli, the Aquarius, the water carrier. Hey yo wah, hey, hey ah yo, hey, hey yo wah, hey, hey ah yo, hey, hey yo wah, hey, hey ah yo, hey, hey yo wah, hey, hey ah yo. Hey yo wah, hey, hey ah yo, hey. Gabel rinat, amcha sagbenu, acharenu nora. Ufreshayan, sintet nun. Na gibor. Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Pasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel, ushmatzi akatenu, yodea ta'alumo, shin kufal, tzadiyot taf. It's good to connect to the tikkun ha-nefesh after the seven verses and before the eighth. It's also good on Sunday, today, to connect to the angels of the first day of the Yom Echad. And the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. As students of Kabbalah, we can question. I say the Anabakoah generally quickly. Takes about 1-2 minutes. But each verse is a meditation. When I say the verse, I mentally picturing, what that question, what that discussion is that creates the meditation, that focuses my attention to that verse. A number of times during these 11 days, I have said the meditation. Generally, it was the first day, and then I think I did it again on the third day. But whether I did it every day, which I didn't, doesn't mean that you can't. It's something you need to evaluate, something you need to keep in your consciousness, that each verse is a meditation. And what are you going to be meditating on that connects to the Sephirah that is represented by that verse? The Sefer Yetzirah gives us additional items that we need to unify through our meditations. We need to unify by being aware of these things. During the month of Shvat, the tribe is the tribe of Asher. And Asher translates as happiness. The sense is a sense of eating, but it's really also the sense of taste. And the controller is the stomach, but it's also the esophagus. And in the Zohar, in the Parasha of Pinchas, there's a section that explains how the esophagus is connected to the shofar, and how the shofar is connected to Olam Haba, the world that is coming. All of these things can be, and it's recommended to be, part of your meditations. We're now going to read the verses for the Nasi of the tribe of Asher, the tribe of happiness, the water carrier. All of these things have relationships and unifications available to us. This is coming from the book of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, chapter 7, where there are 89 verses connecting to the holiday and the lights of Hanukkah. This one starts with verse 72. Bayom ha-esti-esem Yom nasi livnei Hashem Hajiel ben Achran. Many people pronounce it Hajiel ben Achran. On the 11th day, Pagiel ben Achran, the prince of the children of Asher. Verse 73. Karbano karib kesef echat Shiloshim umeya Mishachla mizerach echad kesef shevilim Shekel b'shekel hakodesh shnehem vilayim Solet belula b'shemen lemincha. He presented for his offering, surprise, surprise, one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels. One silver basin, also a surprise, of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. The third verse. Kaf Vechadasara zehav melea ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Verse 75. Barechad ben bakar ayil echad kevash echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. The fifth verse is verse 76. Seir izim echad lechatat. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And the last verse for today is verse 77. Uzevach hashlamim bakar hashenayim alim chamisha atudim chamisha kevasim b'nei shana chamisha zekarban pajiel ben achran. And for the sacrifice of the peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel ben Achran. Pagiel ben Achran, he would do away with good that had become muddied, Achran. It becomes muddied with uncertainty. In a place he was uncertain, if it is the will of Hashem, he will not accept it. So is it my little bitty will, or is it the will of Hashem? That is the question. How easy it is for us to lapse into thinking that both are the same. Guess what? They are not. And if you worship the former, you will violate mitzvot 1 and 2 of the latter. That is the cool thing about mitzvot. If you do them with a pure heart, we can be assured of fulfilling Hashem's will, who also, we are told, does the mitzvot. In 4 short days' time, we will be deep into all the mitzvot of the Seder. What can we do to throw our body and soul into them, to be perchance godly for a short time? The Seder this year is going to be different. For most of us, it will be the first time we've ever done a Seder by ourselves. Not with a community, not with a family. Some will do it just with the family instead of the extended family. There are changes this year, changes that come from a pandemic, changes that come from a government that is secular, changes that come to save lives, to keep people healthy. But what do those changes mean to you and to me? In the email I sent out, there was a story about the Rebbe from Chabad, and you all know that I'm not necessarily a follower of the Chabad. But I do learn from that Rebbe. And there was an assessment, thoughts about how he made it his business to have a Seder following his family's tradition of being with he and his wife alone on the Seder. Not like the rest of us who always move to do community on the Seder. Why did we do community on the Seder? Why did we reach out to people and invite them into our homes? What was the reasoning behind that? There are many reasons, of course, but one of which has to do with when we have a lot of people, we have the potential for a lot of arguments. And the Seder is not the time for arguments, it's the time for unity. And by creating the condition that people will stop their arguments, we recognize that the energy of freedom is very much associated with the energy of peace. Personally, I have done Seders alone for many years. Why? Part of it was out of my own ego, because my Seders go until 3, 4 in the morning, and most people don't want to participate that long. When you have small children, they want it over in about 30 minutes, and even that's too long for them. But there's such a gift to us on the Seder night, on the first Seder night especially. I woke up this morning to an email from one of my students from South Africa. And he does this before every holiday. He says, "What's special about the holiday?" And since I'm texting, it's not going to be an extensive discussion. I usually try and do it in about 10 or 15 or 20 letters. And he is on a level where he knows how to read between those letters. And this one was a little bit longer. I texted him back and said, "Seder night, the first Seder night, the light of the Torah, the light of Shavuot, is available to us without the bread of shame. It's for free. Why would you waste those minutes and those hours?" And I don't mean to imply that you do if your Seder is over in a half hour. I'm just explaining to you my consciousness. The longer that Seder goes, and there's a halakha that says you need to have finished the meal by midnight. So why did I go? What did I do from midnight to 3 was a few songs. Those special songs that really are concealing the energy of the Messiah, the Mashiach. I always forget the names of the song. One is about 13 steps, which we know is unity. Next year in Jerusalem, all about the Mashiach calling us back to Jerusalem. All of those songs. But I also did additional study in those 3 to 4 hours. That light is available the first night of Passover without bread of shame. You don't have to earn it. And that's the important part of it. And then I continued my explanation to my student by saying, and at the end of that first night, when the sun rises, that light gets concealed, and we have to spend the next 49 days, beginning with the second Seder, we could spend the next 49 days working on ourselves, utilizing the counting of the Omer, because each of those sephirot is really about aspects of our personality and our character traits that we need to cleanse, we need to build, we need to grow. So that on Shavuot, when that light of Torah, the gift of the Torah light, returns, it comes with bread of shame potentially. If we didn't earn it, we can't receive it. If we did the counting of the Omer and we did the spiritual work, we get that same light and we reveal that same light. But we have earned it. I'm continuing with step five. The name of the tribe is Asher. Pagiel ben Achran. These four links bring you to the energy verses. They bring you to information about the names, which represents character traits of the tribe. It represents the energy of the months. The more you learn about them, the more you will be able to cope with it. And if somebody reminds me, I might utilize these in each of the months on Rosh Chodesh to learn more about what the month means. There are 68 verses connected to the tribe of Asher. The first one, it's not the first one, by the way, 68 is the gematria of the word Chaim, which means lives. Why would life ever be in the plural? It's a hint to us about reincarnation. This verse is from Genesis chapter 34, verse 15. Ach bezot naot lachem im techiyu k'minu lachamel lachem kol zachar. Only on this condition will we consent to you, if ye will be as we are, that every male of you be circumcised. You know where that verse appears? As the tool that Shimon and Levi, harsh and lenient judgment, used to prepare the people of Shechem for the war that they were going to bring because of their sister Dina. Is that an energy associated with Dali? Think about it. You'll find it to be true. It's recommended that you study these verses. Usually there's too many to study in one day. In depth. But the more you study it, believing off from one year to the next, the more you learn, the better you are. The tribe of Asher brought his sacrifices, his offerings, as a hint to Hashem's choice of Israel as his special treasure. So the special treasure is a code word. My memory is failing me, but it will return at some point. The chosen people, Amsigula, can also be translated as the special treasured people. The bowl itself represents the desire to receive in the nation of Israel, as the nation of Israel is the vessel of Hashem. But don't the other nations have part of the vessel of Hashem? The answer is yes. But ultimately, as we learn from our classes in You Are Who You Hate, the other nations will transition to be children of Noah. They started out as idol worshippers. Ultimately, they become children of Noah. And then ultimately, the children of Noah become the children of Israel. Why was it 130 shekels? 130 represents the nations who preceded Abraham. They are the 70 descendants of Noah and the 60 queens as revealed by King Solomon. These are the children of Keturah, Ishmael and his sons, Esav and his sons and grandsons. A total of 60, as explained by the Midrash. The basin is 70 shekels. And the Mizrach, as a basin, as a vessel, hints to the nation of Israel. Why was it 70 shekels? To connect to the 70 souls who went into Egypt with Jacob. The calf, the palm, the gold ladle is the five books of Moses that were accepted by Israel as the Torah. Why was it 10 shekels? The 10 alludes to the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances that are in the Torah twice. The Oleh, the elevation offering, the burnt offering. This alludes to the crown of Torah as one of the three crowns given by Hashem to Israel. The ram is an Oleh, an elevation offering, refers to the crown of the priesthood, one of the three. And the sheep, as an Oleh, alludes to the crown of kingship. What are the three crowns given to the children of Israel? The Torah, the priesthood, and the kingship. King Messiah, the nation of priests, and of course, the Torah. The peace offering with its 17 animals. The two cattle was a hint to the oral Torah and the written Torah. The three types of animals refer to the Kohen, the Levites, and the Israelites. And the 15 animals relate to the five books plus the Esser Dibrot. And I remind you to connect to the number 13, the word Echad, the unity. That's the end of our class for today. But I would like to take a few more minutes, if you wouldn't mind. Today's classes, and you can be unmuting your phone now, if you're going to be asking any questions. But the rest of the classes today, one at 10:30 West Coast time, will be preparation for the holiday of Pesach. And that may, the 3 o'clock class will also be preparation for Pesach. We've missed too many classes, in my opinion, due to the technical side, but also to my sleeping like I did last night, which I apologize for, but I needed it. We need to maintain our health in this period. We need to maintain our immune system, and that takes healthy sleep. So I'm going to try and use both classes today to continue and prepare for the Seder and to prepare for Pesach, just as I did earlier in this class. Now, there are some upcoming events that are very important. On Wednesday of this week, well, let's even go before that. Tomorrow, Monday, we will meet in the morning at the same time to connect to the 12th month, that of Adar. And then on Tuesday, being the 13th, we will repeat all of the 12 days. In case anybody missed any of the 12 days, they can make it up. That's part of Hashem's mercy on the 13th day because it represents unity. Then the evening of the 14th day, which is Tuesday night, is the search for the Chametz. But there are certain things that we should say, and I will include those in our 7 o'clock class Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, we will have a meeting again at this time, 7 a.m., as part of the burning of the Chametz. And it's going to be more difficult to burn the Chametz this year because you can't go out to the community to do so. So what do you do? If you cannot burn the Chametz, there are two things to remember. One, you can double wrap any Chametz and throw it in the garbage. But as part of the burning of a Chametz ritual, there's a statement that essentially says, mind over matter, there is no Chametz. It's gone. It's disappeared. I did my search, and I've made it go away. And even if I miss something, it's not there. Mind over matter. We make that statement on Wednesday morning. Then at 10 a.m. West Coast time, 11 a.m., we have our Jewish history class, but it's not going to be a Jewish history class. It's going to be a ritual that is recommended to do that day. It's a essay by Rabbi Shimon from Astoplier. I always mispronounce that word. But he's discussing what the Ari said about the 10 plagues. We've did some of that last year in the 10 plagues from the Ari. We met on our unique astrological times link, but we need additional commentary that Rabbi Shimon from the city of Astoplier, whatever it is, what he said. And so it's recommended to listen to that, which will be at 11 a.m. West Coast time on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night is our first Seder. And Thursday night is our second Seder, including the first night of the counting of the Omer. Each of your Haggadahs has that within it. But then Thursday, we go back to our normal schedule of the two classes, 4:30 and 7. And the 4:30 class will be the counting of the Omer, followed by a deep Zohar. And we will be doing that every night except for Friday night during the Omer period. So I bid you all a beautiful week, Shavua Tov, Shalom Gadol. Are there any questions? Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.